Welcome, everyone, to episode one of this series on meditation and mindfulness. Generally, I find that people who come to meditation are enthusiastic and hopeful that meditation will assist in the pursuit of happiness. I guess this is not an unrealistic aspiration. However, the novice meditator needs to understand that the paradox of happiness can be found, well, it can be found in the midst of war or poverty or sickness, but usually, for most of us, in the midst of our ordinary day-to-day living. Most wisdom traditions see the primary objective of meditation as a way of assisting us to maintain a level of happiness even in the midst of suffering. It's important not to focus on achievement when you're meditating, particularly on experiencing euphoric or blissful states during those periods of formal meditation, rather than the long-term and the lasting objective of living a meditative life. When people don't immediately receive some perceived benefit during or straight after a meditation period, sometimes they can become disheartened, they feel a failure, and the only way to cope is to convince themselves that meditation is not for them. In some cases, this might be true, but in the vast majority, in my experience, it is by no means an indicator of failure. The recommended two meditation periods each day are like the formal exercises to assist you to live the rest of your day mindfully. That is, being fully aware and present to what is around you. Formal periods of meditation, those minutes that we spend each day, are those intensive practices within a whole of life experience where we strive to live each moment, whether that be at home or work or during our leisure time. What we try to do is to live a meditative life or a mindful life. We take the formal meditative experience of being in the present moment and we extend this to every aspect of our life, because that's the fruit of meditation, to be in the present moment. Well, you're about to embark on a journey that can easily be accommodated by all lifestyles, but will require your commitment, a bit of faith, and some perseverance. It's a bit like going to the gym. You go once and you get some benefit, but to really get fit, your participation in a guided program is ongoing. Good luck. I'm Peter Thomas, and this Meditation and Mindfulness podcast is a presentation of the Carmelite Center, the place for facilitating spiritual journeys. Bookmark this website to keep up to date with programs at the center.